Day 8. Feeling grateful for the life you have. A warm welcome to you for day 8 of this Mindfulness for Mothers meditation series. I am once again delighted to share this time with you. In day 7, we cultivated feelings of gratitude for the wonder of the female body. I hope you are able to take this feeling of gratitude and appreciation out into your life. Perhaps there was a moment when you felt gratitude for your arms that carry and hug your children, for your feet that take you where you need to go, for your mouth that expresses your ideas and desires. Perhaps you were able to swap a little self-criticism for wonder for the changing nature of your body and all it has achieved. Today we will focus on cultivating feelings of gratitude for the life that is here for us, right now. Too often we fall into the trap of thinking we will be happy when X, Y, or Z happens. A holiday, a renovation, a new material possession, a child's milestone, a certain age. The reality is that happiness lies only in the present moment. Practicing gratitude for what our life already is, for what we already have, is a powerful way to experience that right now, this is the moment for happiness. So taking a moment now to settle into a comfortable position. Closing down your eyes if you like. Giving yourself permission to settle in, to enjoy this gift of refuge that is today's practice. Enjoying now a few deep mindful breaths. Spending a few moments cultivating curiosity, noticing the details of your breath, big and small. What is capturing your curiosity today? If your mind has wandered, that's okay. Can you feel your body soften a little on each exhale? Letting in, letting be, letting go. Feeling safe and supported by the ground below. Softening. Melting into this feeling of support. Feeling grateful for this experience of being held and supported. Feeling grateful for this opportunity to be here, right now. We will now go on a gentle exploration into areas of your life you may feel grateful for. As with our last practice, just let gratitude come up naturally. There is no need to force it. Just be open and curious to whatever comes up for you. We all experience gratitude in different ways, and this is okay. So no need to judge, no need to analyze. No right, no wrong. Just be present to whatever your experience is. So gently, can you turn your attention now to your home? Spending some time now picturing it in your mind. Its rooms, its features, its details, the daily life that it is home to. Your home may not be perfect, but is there something you especially love about it? Perhaps it's a comfy couch, a new kitchen appliance, storage for all the kids' toys. Do you love the way the sunlight streams in? Is there an indoor plant that you love? A photo hanging on the wall that brings you joy and happiness? What fills you with gratitude in your home? Moving our attention now to the people in your life who support you. Who do you share your happiness with? Who do you confide in when you are feeling concerned or overwhelmed? Who supports you to raise your children? Can you picture these people in your mind and feel thankful? Noticing where you feel this sense of gratitude in your body. And what about your children? Do they make you laugh? Do they teach you? Do they love you unconditionally? Can you feel grateful for all the experiences and feelings that your children offer you? Picturing their faces now in your mind. Noticing the details. Picturing them smiling at you. Can you feel their warmth, their love? Feeling grateful for the love your children have for you, no matter what age they are, no matter how imperfect their love may sometimes feel. Moving your attention to your heart. Noticing how it feels. Offering your heart a few deep nurturing breaths. Thank you. feeling grateful for your heart, for its endless capacity to give and receive love. For its capacity to heal. Now moving awareness to your community. Is there a shop that has delicious fresh produce? Is there a cafe that makes good coffee? Perhaps there's a park that you enjoy with your children, a walking track, a tree that you notice flower each spring. Is there a kindergarten, school, or university that you feel connected to? Perhaps a gym or community centre. What can you feel grateful for in your community? So whilst life is busy and can be stressful at times, there is much to be grateful for. Friends, family, community, relationships, and various material possessions that make your life more comfortable. So spending a few moments now being curious about what you are grateful for in your life, being open to other things coming up for you now. How does feeling grateful make you feel in your body? Enjoying a few minutes now to bask in this felt sense of gratitude, relaxation, or peace. Breathing it in, breathing it out. Letting it flow freely. Letting it sink in. Making a gentle commitment to yourself now to be more open to experiences of gratitude in your life. When you are ready, slowly bring your awareness back to your fingers and toes, moving them just a little. Taking any other movement your body desires. You may open your eyes. You may wish to deepen this experience of gratitude by taking the time to journal or share your experiences with a trusted friend. I am grateful to have shared this experience with you today. May moments of gratitude colour your day. I look forward to joining you for day 9 when we will focus on experiencing greater connection.